WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
We're learning more and more about how moving our bodies can help with our physical and mental health. I recently spoke with Dr. Jennifer Heiss, director of the NeuroFit Lab at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, about her new book, Move the Body, Heal the Mind. Jennifer, thank you very much for talking with me today. We've long been hearing about studies and hearing information that moving our bodies, that staying active can have beneficial effects, not only for our physical health, but also mental and emotional health in addition. And you've just published a book addressing just that and other issues surrounding body movement. Can you tell me a little bit about your research and your new book?
So my new book is called Move the Body, Heal the Mind, and it features the latest research from my NeuroFit Lab and from others around the world. So I really, I think there's three sort of special parts about my book. The first one is that I am a scientist in this area, so I do really understand the science, and I've picked like my favorite studies to talk about, and I distill them in a really simple way. The second part is that this is also not just like a professional journey, but also a personal journey for me, having struggled with some mental health issues and used exercise to effectively heal my own mind. And so I have like this insight into how the science is working, not just from like a professional standpoint, but from a very personal standpoint. And then finally, the third really, I think, special thing about the book is that I've tried to synthesize all that science into, you know, workout plans at the end of each chapter that will help at least get you started. So they have aerobic plans and resistance exercise, stretching, mobility exercising for any level. So starting from beginner and advancing all the way to more advanced.
And this book is an outgrowth of something you've been interested in and studying, like you said, personally and professionally for a long time, and is the focus of the laboratory that you direct.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, we study the impact of exercise on the brain to promote mental health, cognition, and to prevent dementia. And so I do feature some of our greatest studies in the book, including, you know, some really fascinating research around how exercise or physical inactivity can contribute to our dementia risk as much as genetics. So I always say, you know, you can't change your genes, but you can change your lifestyle. And so this idea that we have more control over our brain health fate as we age, and we can do that with simply moving our body, is, I think, a really powerful message.
Two things I really liked about the book. One, of course, is you do say it's not a one-size-fits-all, that readers need to chat with their primary care provider, their personal physician, to make sure what is right for them and to do the right thing. And you also very powerfully, I think, use stories, and we all respond to stories. So it's it's not just talking about studies that have been done in your lab or elsewhere around the world, but you make it relatable and personal when you tell stories.
Yeah, that was really intentional. Like, I know a lot of people are struggling right now to move, whether, you know, they've had experienced new barriers in the past couple of years related to the pandemic, or that, you know, they've struggled for years to be active. And so I wanted to really humanize the research, personalize the stories, and give people hope that, you know, it's never too late to start. And you're absolutely right. Like, one size does not fit all. And it is always good to check in with a healthcare provider before starting a new exercise program. But something just as simple as going for a walk around the park, you know, that's something that most of us can do, or, you know, moving in some way around the park is something we can do. And that gives us really great benefits. Just a little bit of movement, it's really amazing. It can help improve focus. It can help improve creativity. It can help boost our mood and reduce stress and anxiety.
Well, and you bring up something so important, too, is we're not talking about the necessity of an outlay of hundreds of dollars to join a particular gym or get specialized equipment. This could be something as simple as, for those who are able to do it, just getting out their front door and walking.
Yeah, that's it. And so each workout features, like you said, an aerobic component and a strength-based component. And you can do them without any specialized equipment. You don't even really need that much space. And so that was on purpose. I wanted to make sure that the exercises were accessible and inclusive to everyone, so that that you could just, that wouldn't be the barrier that sort of was holding people back, that if they wanted to move, they wanted to try it out again or try to feel stronger and better, that they would have the capability to do so.
Well, the book is Move the Body, Heal the Mind by Dr. Jennifer Heiss. It's published by Mariner Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers. And Jennifer, before we part, is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know?
Well, this is one of the greatest works I've done in my career. I'm so proud of it, and I do hope that you pick it up and it inspires you to move a little more.
My thanks today to Dr. Jennifer Heiss, faculty member in kinesiology at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, for talking with us about her new book, Move the Body, Heal the Mind. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.